The Gemara Masechta Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph on the base teaches us Tanya Reb Shimon ben Elozo Omer Ezra Tiklam LeYisrael Ezra instituted Sheikaren Klolos Shabataris Kanim Kaidim Matzeres. The Klolos and Parshas Chukosai and Sefer VeYikra should always be read before Shvuas. The Sheva Mishnah Torah, the Klolos and Parshas Kisavai Kaidim Rosh Hashanah should always be read before Rosh Hashanah. My Tama. Amar Abai, what's the reason? Says the Gemara. Amar Abai v'tem Reish Lakish k'day shetech l'shana klaloseha. We want to end the year. The klalos, the curses that I mentioned at Techacha, should be from last year. This year we should only have bracha. Ask the Gemara. Bishlam shebe Mishnah Torah. We can understand why we want to read Parshas Kisavei before Rosh Hashanah, as we just explained. K'day shetech l'shana klaloseha. Ella asked the Gemara. Shabbataris Kahanim Otu Atzeres Rosh Hashanah hi? Is Atzeres a Rosh Hashanah? Is Shavuos Rosh Hashanah? Answers the Gemara in, absolutely. Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah hi? Shavuos is considered a Rosh Hashanah. The Tanan is the Mishnah Masechta Rosh Hashanah and teaches us Atzeres Alperes Ilan. The fruits of the tree are judged on Shavuos. And the Teresh Shleiman our parish explains that the Pasuk says, Neshama Parim Sfaseinu, that just like when we read and learn about the Kabbonis, it's as if we brought the Kabbonis, so too, just by reading about the Klolos, it's considered as if they have been fulfilled. And once it's considered as if it's fulfilled, we understand this concept of Tich L'shono V'Klosel. But the Gemara there continues, Eim afsika b'klolos. When we read the Teichacha, the halacha is Eim afsika b'klolos. We don't stop in the middle. Alechet kairis kulam. One person does that entire aliyah. And the Gemara explains, Lefi she'ein oimer bracha al peronius. It's inappropriate that a bracha should be said on Teichacha. And Tosfos, the very maskil Ein Mafsikin, quotes to Yerushalmi that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Amarti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Imai Anoichi B'Tzara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, V'im Kein, Ein Din Shir V'choni B'nei Al Tzara Shalahem. When we're saying a bracha on the Techacha, we're saying that we're happy, Kaviyachal, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is suffering. Continues the Gemara, Elahechi of it. So if we can't have one person, we don't make a bracha on the Techacha, what do we do? Says the Gemara, Tana, kushu maschel maschel b'pasuk shelofneihem. The person who gets the aliyah of the Techacha, she starts reading from a pasuk before the Techacha begins. Kushu mesayim, and when he finishes that aliyah, mesayim b'pasuk shelachreihem, he should be careful that the aliyah should not just be the Techacha. Continues the Gemara, Amra Baya, where is this halacha applicable? When we read the Techacha in Sefer VeYikra, Parshas B'chukosai, Av a klolos shebemishnah Torah, the Techacha in our parsha, Parshas Kisavai, Paisik. We could stop in middle. Ask the Gemara, my Tama, what's the difference between the Techacha from Parshas B'chukosai and the Techacha from Parshas Kisavai? Says the Gemara, halola b'roshim Rab Mamuris, Moshe P. Gvura Amran, the Techachis in Parshas, the Chukosai, I said, Beloshin Rabbim, and Moshe Rabbeinu said it from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Valolu, Beloshin Yochid, Amuris, or Moshe P. Atzma Amran, whereas Parshas Kisavai was said by Moshe Rabbeinu himself. And Rashi explains, the Parsha in the Techachis in Parshas, the Chukosai, say, Venosati, Vavakarati Vashalachti, that Kodesh Baruch Hu himself is speaking. The Techachis in Parshas Kisavai say Yacho Hashem, Yadbek Hashem Becha, Moshe Rabbeinu was only repeating, saying about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but wasn't directly said from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Tosfos along the same line says, the very mask of Moshe, Matzma Amram, the Techachos in Parshas Kisavai, Moshe Rabbeinu composed them himself, of course, they were Beruach HaKadosh. So when we learn this Gemara, particularly the pshat that Tosfos says, we need to understand, how did Moshe Rabbeinu compose a Teichacha? There's no word of the Torah. Haka was all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how could it say that Moshe Rabbeinu bepi atzmei Amram? And actually, there's a much more fundamental question. We know the Pasuk says, Pashas Kisi, so Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vato hanichel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Limi, v'yichar api behem, v'achleim, v'esu oyschul kai godl. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, leave me, so to speak, and I will destroy Klal Yisrael, this is after the Chet Egel, and I will make you into a great nation. And Moshe Rabbeinu responds, Va'ata im tisach atosam, if you forgive them, great, v'mayin m'cheni no m'sicha shekusavta, wipe me out. So we need to understand, here Moshe Rabbeinu was ready to be Moshe Nefesh, not to in any way, not to participate in the destruction of Klal Yisrael. And here we find, as Tosfos says, that Moshe mipi atzmai, Moshe Rabbeinu from himself offered a teichacha, composed a teichacha. Is that what Moshe Rabbeinu is about? So I saw that the Ramak explains that there are two ways how to look at that way HaKadosh Baruch Hu leads this world. That there's the Midas Hadin and there's the Midas Harachamim. And even in Teichacha, there's these two approaches. The Teichacha that is offered in Parshas B'chukosai is the Teichacha which is a reflection of the Midas Hadin. And that's why it's a Teichacha which is considered a very serious Teichacha. And that's why the Gemara about that Teichacha says, you don't make a bracha on that Teichacha. Start a Pasuk early, end the Pasuk afterwards. The Teichacha in Parshas Kisavai is a reflection of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, but he does it with Midas HaRachman, which is what Moshe Rabbeinu led Klal Yisrael with that Midah, with that attribute. He always had Rachmanis, as we just said, on Klal Yisrael. And that's why, as the Ratvaz and the Charles Chuvas Ratvaz, Chelik Bey Simon Tov Shin Samach Tes points out that in the Teichacha and Parshas B'chukosai, we don't see the name Yudkei Vovkei. The name of Hashem, Yudkei Vovkei, represents the Midas HaRachmin. That Teichacha is a reflection of Midas Adin. Whereas the Teichacha and Parshas Kisavai has in it the Yudkei Vovkei. The Yudkei Vovkei is, even if there's a Teichacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu envelops it with Rachamim, which is represented by the Midah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And actually, the Arizal says, the same thing could be understood about Rosh Hashanah. It's very interesting. The only Yontif that even in Eretz Yisrael is celebrated for 2 days is Rosh Hashanah. So the Arizal explains, because the first day of Rosh Hashanah represents the Midas Hadin. The second day represents the Midas HaRachman. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes that if he's just going to lead Klal Yisrael the Midas Hadin, we may not be able to survive. And in order to help us be able to survive, he brings a second day of Rosh Hashanah, a Midas HaRachman. He brings a second Teichacha, that the Teichacha, even if Klal Yisrael unfortunately are deserving of punishment, it's brought with a Midas HaRachamim, as is reflected in Parshas Kisavai with the Parsha with the Yudkei Vovkei. And therefore, as the year ends, and we read Parshas Kisavai, the Parsha of the Teichacha, but at the same time, we also remember that it's going to be with Rachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if he feels that Klal Yisrael haven't behaved the way they should behave, they still deserve Teichacha with Rachamim. We go into Rosh Hashanah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at what was and what will be. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu adds a second day of Rosh Hashanah that we should have the Midas HaRachman. But how is a person zoicha, worthy to that Midas HaRachman? So there's a very powerful pasuk in the Techachem Parshas Kisavai. The pasuk says, "Tachas Shloivatos Hashem Alekecha b'Simcha v'Tuv Leivav Merav Kol." Why is Klal Yisrael worthy, deserving of a Techacha? Because they didn't do mitzvah b'Simcha. So the Mefarshim ask, of course, we're supposed to have Simcha and Avodas Hashem. But if somebody is lacking Simcha and Avodas Hashem, is he already deserving of such a terrible Techacha? So one pshat that I saw from David Soloveitchik Zatzal is that the pasuk means to say, it's bad enough that Tachas Shalai Varatos Hashem Alekecha. It's bad enough that you didn't do what you were supposed to do. But that you also didn't do what you were supposed to do. B'simcha v'tov leivav. You enjoy doing that Veira. For that you deserve punishment. But others say, as long as one sees Simcha in his Avodas Hashem, he's still connected to Avodas Hashem. If he recognizes that the true source of joy in life is Avodas Hashem, even if he's not currently doing the Avodas Hashem, he will come to Avodas Hashem. If somebody brings a joy of Simcha and Torah into his life and into his family, then that family will succeed in the Avodas Hashem, even if they have their ups and downs. But if Torah and mitzvahs and a life of Avodas Hashem doesn't have Simcha in it, then there is no hope that that family and that home will be a home of Avodas Hashem. So the pasuk says, if you have Simcha, there's hope. And if there's Simcha, there's hope, there won't be any Techacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have Rachmanis on us.